What did you accomplish when you were 12 years old? Wesley Stockin is that age, and he's already doing something pretty darn cool. He's in sixth grade and lives in Hanover, New Hampshire. When time allows away from his schoolwork, he whips up batches of ice cream to donate to the food pantry at the Upper Valley Haven in White River Junction. VPR's Rick Singeri visited Wesley on a recent school break to learn how he makes ice cream for others.
2 cups of heavy cream. And then I pour it into the bowl that we put all the ingredients in. And then the whole milk. And then a couple drops of vanilla. 3/4 a cup of sugar. There we go. We get the blender. And we just put it in the cylinder. I usually turn it on, and then I put all the ingredients in.
We mainly make vanilla and peppermint, but at some point we tried Cherry Garcia, but that didn't quite work, mainly with the cherries. It all turned into one gooey mess.
While it's blending, I pound some peppermint. Usually about a half an hour after I put all the ingredients in the machine, not including the peppermint, about a half an hour after I start putting those all in, I put the peppermint in.
My name is Jennifer Fontaine, the Director of Community Services and Operations here at The Haven. People are thrilled. It's definitely a luxury item that we obviously can't purchase or have here. I mean, everyone loves ice cream, but it's not necessarily something that's in their budget either. So to know that there's a special treat that they can take home, I think ice cream is one of those comfort foods. So it's something nice people don't expect, and so they're thankful to come and be able to get food, but then they're even happier when they can get ice cream.
I'm Wesley's mother, Mary Beth Stockin. We saw one lady, I think it was her first time to check in at the Haven, and she just looked completely defeated. And she had 2 little girls with her, and she was checking in, and they were explaining the program and what food she was allowed to take and such. I said, "Ma'am, my son just brought 12 pints of ice cream. If you hurry, you can go get some for your daughters." And she looked at me and her whole face lit up. She said, "We haven't had ice cream all summer."
I think it's cool to see their face and to see how, like, sometimes it never even makes it to the freezer because it's, like, something that people, like, really enjoy.
That's Wesley Stockin. He's a sixth grader at the Cardigan Mountain School and lives in Hanover, New Hampshire. Rick Singeri produced that piece, and yes, he most definitely sampled and can attest to the deliciousness of Wesley's peppermint ice cream.